This is just a revisit to something we released a week ago, which is now one of the most viewed files on SlideShare globally, which looks at 20 different countries, most of the G20, and we look at why people just massively tend to overestimate how old their country is, how few Christians they have in majority Christian countries, how many Muslims they think there are, where there's a small Muslim population, or indeed how many people are unemployed. And what's interesting is that in so many countries, people just seem to have very strange ideas about their fellow citizens. So, Italians think that half the population is over 65. It's about 21%.
So why is it? Are you blaming the media?
I'm not blaming the media. I think it's too easy just to say that the media are to blame for everything. The media don't help, because what they do is focus on rare but true statistics. So the media don't lie, but if you take the United Kingdom, for example, one of the arguments here is that it's about the size of the money we spend on welfare and benefits. And the media faithfully reported a politician, who might also be said to be at fault, for pointing out that there were four households in the United Kingdom who receive more than £100,000 a year in housing assistance from the government. The difficulty with that is, and of course it's true, there are four households out of, 25 million or whatever households in the United Kingdom that do get that help from the government, and there may be, for all we know, there are all sorts of reasons. But the perception that is left in the minds of the public is that there are, loads of people getting, pretty large amounts of money from the government. So the media are partly to blame, but I think the bigger thing is something we call emotional innumeracy. And that is that if you're worried about something, when a pollster like me pops up and asks you, so how many people do you think are Muslims in France? The French guess that 31% of their population, one person in three, is a Muslim. The actual figure is about 8%. And it's because they're just a little bit worried about what Muslims are doing. They're worried about ISIS, people going to Syria. They're worried about racial tension or, religious tension. Wearing hijabs, of course, is a banned in France. And so people just come up with a number that sort of suits their level of anxiety, I think. But nevertheless, it does show that people really don't know much about their own nations.
That's really interesting. And your second topic for today is really interesting as well. You are wondering, well, actually, I think you've got some numbers you don't need to wonder. But the question is why the young are not revolting.
Yeah, and the issue there is that right across Europe, most of the developed countries, what we're seeing now is that, and again, this is some of our latest analysis, young people, every single generation or cohort is now increasingly different from the one that went before it. So if you look at people who were born at the end of the Second World War, right across Europe, America, Australia, you will find that they tend to believe in collective institutions. They will often say they always vote for the same party. And their views, since they were being first polled in the 1960s, haven't changed. If you go to my generation, born in the 1960s, we're less likely to say that. And every single generation is less affiliated to big institutions. And what that means is that you get politics that is much more fractious, because people just don't vote for the same two parties anymore. And you have very different ideas about how things should be run inside the same society. And it's one of the important things for us, because we've noticed in many societies a decline in support for various state institutions. And we thought that that's because everybody was getting cross with their government. Once we analyzed it and went back into the data over decades, we found that the people who were alive in 1945, they're still loyal to the institutions that were set up after the Second World War. But every successive generation is less keen. And as the 1945 generation, let's be blunt, dies over the next 10, 15 years, you see very radical shifts in people's attitudes to all sorts of things, the welfare state, gay marriage. And I think we haven't appreciated enough how big that change is. But one of the side effects is that young people who are suffering from austerity all over Europe, and in many, in most countries except China and some of the developing markets, where people think young people will have a better life, in most places now, young people and indeed their parents expect them to have a worse life than they themselves because of the globalization, competition, etc. But the young aren't getting cross and saying the government should do something. They aren't going on all the demonstrations like people did in the 1960s or even in my case in the 1980s. They are simply knuckling down and getting on with it.